So I'm going to make this really simple as possible, as possible, you know. There's always a simpler way to explain something, but. So when Amazon ships you a box or a product, a produce, a product through a box, and it's delivered to your house, there's parallels there. Man cannot invent anything outside of himself. If man is inventing something, it's because it's in him or her. Mankind. Right? It's encoded in the human body. Like whoever invented air conditioning, it's because your body has a inbuilt air conditioner. You know, you sweat, you get out the impurities, and you cool your body. So when Amazon delivers a box that has a product in it, it's because Eve has a box and she delivers a baby or a reproduction of both the man and the woman. The woman has a box and she's delivering and she's carrying the baby. And she's in labor. So those people at Amazon are in labor to put stuff in the box, ship the box, deliver. So the woman goes to the hospital to deliver the baby. It's a reproduce, reproduction, produce, product, reproduction. Your air conditioning or your heater, you put clothes on, you put layers on to stay warm, right? And it just hit me, there's some truth in that, layers. To stay warm, you put layers on. I'll think about that for a few days. That's pretty interesting. So it's true for everything, whether it's a computer. So a computer is nothing but ones and zeros. There's your male and the female right there, the digits. Your finger is called a digit. And so you calculate with your fingers, right? So the computer is nothing more than digital calculations. It represents your fingers. And you can do this with anything. Anything that man has created is because it comes from the human body. You bend your elbow, right? You bend. So if you're doing siding work, you bend a piece of metal to put it on the house. You have to have a machine that bends. Machine. So the machines are the machines. It's the AI program of the ma. This is why Ford Motor Company said put women on the assembly line, because they like that. Because it's built into them to be homemakers. Keepers at home. They like the routine. They like the cycle because she has the birthing cycle built into her. So when she's doing assembly line work, she loves that kind of work more than anything. She can sit at the computer all day. A man wants to move around and build something. Chop a tree down or something like that. It's built into the man to go out and gather. Gather is get her. Gat her. The man wants to go out and gather food, cut a tree down. Why? To gather is to get her. It's built into the man. And so it's built into the woman to receive. So she likes to be at home. She likes to receive praise and thank you. And you look pretty today. And I like your hair. And you see that with other women. They talk about, they say that to each other. And as a man, you're sitting there scratching your head thinking, what is that about? Because they want the praise and you look pretty, nice outfit, all that stuff, you know. Because it's built into her. She wants to receive the compliment. Why does she want to receive a compliment? Because she's a complement of the man. The woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman. She compliments the man. Now, if she wants to compete with the man, she'll never be happy. That'll be a Jezebel spirit right there. She'll never be happy. If she wants to compete with her husband, she'll never be happy. She's the complement of the man. That's why she wants compliments. And you could take this to the nth degree, but I'm showing you that man has encoded in him everything that he needs to invent something outside of him. But it's really just a mirror image of himself or herself. So if a woman invents something to carry her baby, so she invents a new way to carry her baby around, it's because she carried a baby around for 9 months. It's the same thing no matter what it is. You have minerals in your body. You have water in your body. You have blood in your body. And so when you take salt and you put it on your food, it's because you have salt in your body. You are a mineral creature. You came from the earth. And so you can take it even one step further, that God knew that we could only understand what we are. So when you look at the ocean waves, it's because you have cycles. When you look at the moon, moon means bloods, because there has to be the 28-day cycle for a reproduction. Everything's a cycle. Everything's a reproduction. Everything's a copy. Everything's an image. And it's in a fractal point of view. So even if man created a 3D version of himself in a video game, guess what would happen? The people in the video game would start creating copies of themselves. And it just keeps going down in a fractal way. So the only way to escape the natural is get born again, and then you can step outside the box and look at the box within the box within the box. I'll give you another example of how when you rightly divide the word, you can rightly divide your reality. So if you got somebody that's your friends with that goes to a legalistic church, they're being bombarded by legalism every Sunday or whenever they go to church, right? And so they're being brainwashed into legalism, so they're going to be bitter and mad at the world. Bitter and upset and unforgiveness. And the bitterness is they're mad at the world. They're actually mad at themselves because they're submitting themselves to a legalistic false teacher. And they're trying to put them back under law. So deep down, they're going to actually what's in themselves. They submit to what's in them. I'll give you an example. So when you hang out with the narcissist or anybody who is abusing you and you don't put a stop to it, it's because something deep down you expect to be abused. You understand what I'm saying? If you're submitting to somebody who's abusing you, that means you think that's normal for you to receive. Come on now. If you let somebody lie to you all the time, deep down, you think you deserve that. And so it just keeps on going. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a fractal holographic reality. And if you can look at the inner man and discern what's really happening on the inside, then you'll understand why you're in the situation you're in or where you came from and all that good stuff. A lot of people never, their whole life, they're not introspective. Now, how is that even possible? I've seen it. I went to college with a guy, and we were roommates, right? Went to college, had three roommates. And so I was in another city, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I didn't go home, you know. I said, I'm just going to stay here. He said, you can come over. And me and my girlfriend and my family, we're going to have Thanksgiving or whatever it was. It might have been, I don't know what it was. But anyway, so I went over there. So I met everybody in that family situation, you know. He ended up marrying that girl, and they ended up getting divorced. But anyway, his mom and dad were married a long time. They ended up getting divorced. And there's a pattern that I saw. you know, when you have college roommates, you see patterns. You know, you can see it. You can see it pretty much at work, at church, or whatever. You see the pattern. And so, sitting there talking and listening to the mother, the wife of this policeman, you realize that policeman had no introspection at all. He couldn't. He was a retired policeman, and he had zero introspection. And his wife would say stuff like, I mean, this was just one sitting, you know. I went over there and visited one time, and I'm thinking, how is this even possible that they live in this dysfunction and have all this money and all this? It blew your mind. But she said something to the fact, I can't remember the conversation, but I just remember the instant. She said something. She said, you never can, because he might have said something at the dinner table or something, you know. She says, don't you realize what you're saying? Do you ever not listen to yourself or something like that? But for some reason, that was seared in my mind. Of all my experiences, you know, there's certain ones that are seared in your mind. But I remember, I'm thinking, this guy has no introspection at all of how he's affecting other people or what he's saying or anything. And then I noticed that the rest of my life with situations where, whether it was a marriage, a mother-in-law, or a sister-in-law, or a brother-in-law, or just people that had no introspection. They weren't able to look at themselves and realize what they were saying was so ignoramus, or whatever words you want to say. It's like, how do they even function in this reality if they have no introspection? And some of them do it on purpose, I think. But anyway, if you have introspection, you can grasp that the stuff outside is a reflection of what's inside. But if you have no introspection, you can't even hear that. And that's my point. Because as you look out at a copy machine or a fax machine or a mirror, it's a reflection. And what do? You reflect. You reflect upon. You reflect upon, I'm going to reflect upon that. You're in the pond, and it's a reflecting pond. And if you have no introspection, you'll never figure it out. You'll never figure out that you're swimming in the Word, being changed by the Word, back to the Word. But if you have introspection, and you cut the TV off and the music off, you can eventually see that via the Holy Spirit teaching you in the inner man. That's the deal, people. That is the deal.